Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora. Or head on over to the website AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcasts, and please share those on social media. Thank you for joining us tonight. We have a lot of news and relevant topics to discuss, but the first thing I want to discuss with you is this ongoing battle with COVID. We now see over 100,000 people testing positive every single day, but the deaths are still remaining relatively low, around 200 a day or so up until this point. Rob has some big news on that front, but is it possible this Omicron variant was overhyped and the media hyped up all of this hysteria for what's looking like could be a cold? If this Omicron variant is so weak and we still have that much the stronger Delta floating around, are they going to improve the testing in the future to perhaps be able to tell people exactly what variant they have? All of this nonsense making people take 2 weeks off for this Omicron, which appears to be a cold, seems unnecessary. We will see. But Rob, what are your thoughts?
Well, thank everyone for joining us tonight. We're glad that you could tune in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on the America Out Loud platform. And you're right, Andrew, everything that you're saying about the virus, we talked about it last night on the show, the Omicron variant, which is now seems to be the more dominant variant. Delta is somewhere waiting in the wings. And then the traditional coronavirus, COVID-19, is somewhere out there. But it's rather interesting how Rona, and I like to refer to the original one as Rona, how she's introducing all of her cousins or playmates or family members to the States. And this thing is just like wildfire. It just keeps going and going and going. And we're hearing so many different stories coming out of this White House and the CDC. They can't get the story together. And poor the flu. I mean, Andrew, I don't even know if the flu exists anymore because you don't hear people talking about it. And as we've said on a number of shows, that every year we're told to get the flu shot. And then it's like, okay, what happened the past 2 years with the flu? I used to faithfully get it. I didn't get it this year because no one was talking about it. And we weren't being encouraged actually to get it. Now, there were a few public service announcements with people saying, you know, get your flu shot, but definitely get your coronavirus shot. And people usually don't get the flu shot. Have you ever had the flu shot, Andrew?
I don't think so. Definitely not since I was a little kid, if I have.
Okay. And I just started taking it, you know, I would take it off and on, you know, this year I take it, next year I wouldn't take it, then I would take it. But you don't hear a lot about it. And the flu before the virus, this coronavirus and her cousins, it would kill so many people. I think before the virus, it had killed like 68,000 Americans. That was like 2018. But you don't hear about it. You don't hear about cancer killing people. And it kills people all the time, every year. And I don't even want to go into the homicides that are taking place in Chicago and New York, California, Texas, and all these other states. You hear about it, but not as much. And people aren't as concerned. They're not trying to find a cure for it or how to stop it. This virus is on everyone's mind. Now, we know where it originated. It originated in China. But we're hard-pressed to get the Chinese government to let us get in there and see what's happening. Now, I'm sure Dr. Fraud can get inside it, and he knows what it is, but he won't tell us. And as we said on one of our shows last year, there was this whole push that it originated in a lab, and then people said, no, it was at some wet market. And that seems to be getting a lot more steam now, Andrew, that it was a wet market. Now, I thought about it, I'm like, I could see that. But then after careful observation and research, I'm like, how did it get to the wet market? It had to have originated in a lab. And then that person went to a wet market. And when we say wet market, it's just like a food market. Like you have like farmer's market, something similar to that, but you have meat, fish, snakes, all kinds of, you know, exotic animals that are there in some instances. And I think that whoever was working at this Wuhan lab probably was like on his way home. The wife or husband probably called and said, hey, honey, could you pick up something from the market? Oh, okay, sure. And they didn't exercise protocol as far as washing themselves down before leaving the office and then going to the wet market, and whatever was on the lab coat probably jumped to the market. Now, if it was a wet market, if it came from an animal, that's what happened in my view. Okay. But I do believe it came from the lab, and then that person went to the market. And we've also got to look at the fact, Andrew, that it was reported earlier on that this Wuhan lab was very lax as far as the procedures and protocol to keep things safe. Because when you're working with these viral diseases, viruses rather, you have to be extremely careful because it could get on your lab, your coats, your clothes, and then from there, it just has like a free ticket out of the lab. So I would encourage all of you to do your research on this and really look at it. Because yeah,
Sorry to cut you off, Rob, but it seems like with this Omicron virus and seeing all these mild cases, it almost is making people not take the virus as seriously as perhaps they were before as well, because they're seeing all these people say they get COVID and then they're absolutely fine. And then there is still this Delta variant going around that is affecting people negatively. Just seems like it's creating a lot of confusion.
It is creating a lot of confusion. This push and all this information, and it keeps changing. I mean, I go back to when we first learned of this and what we were talking about and how people were afraid, and Dr. Fracci and his numbers and what he was telling us. And it was just like something out of science fiction. And here we are, 2022, and we have this new variant, the Omicron. As one of our guests said, spelled backwards, it's called the moronic. Now, there is a virus that's out there, folks. Hear me out. There is a virus that's out there. And why this administration and all this infamous wisdom, since they claim they have all the top people working for them, cannot clearly articulate what's going on with this virus is beyond my realm of thinking. Actually, it isn't beyond my realm of thinking. I know what's going on here, Andrew. They've made it political. They have turned this thing into politics, whereby the truth cannot get out. They're afraid to be honest with the American people, because if they're honest with the American people might just say, well, didn't the previous administration tell us this? As we said on last night's show, look at the about face that Joe Biden has taken when it comes to the federal government being involved with the distribution of these testing kits. He's now agreeing that it's up to the states, states' rights, which is in the Constitution. And there is so much more in the Constitution if people were to read. I just want to give a little snippet of this, case in point. The election, Jan 6, the Constitution clearly says that the vice president can say, we want these votes. Is there anyone here that does not want to certify the votes? Someone from the House can say, me, I, and then a senator can say, I. At that point, the vice president, according to the Constitution, is supposed to go to the state that they're saying, we don't want to certify those votes, and tell the state, hey, Mr. State, we need for you to look at this and then to reconsider and then come back to us. That's in the Constitution. Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger would lead you to believe that it's not in the Constitution. They want you to think that Vice President Pence, what he did was the right thing and that he could not do anything else. No, according to the Constitution, he could. Read the Constitution. Because now we see the entire thing that's going on with states' rights, Biden is admitting that the states do have a say-so, that the states can come and say, hey, it is up to us to distribute the testing kits, not the federal government. The federal government can give us the money, but then we decide what we want to do with it based upon the different counties, because every county is different. But that was lost in translation when Trump was in office. We were led to believe that, no, Trump doesn't know what he's talking about. We should move all this to the federal government. And you know what else, Andrew? What people aren't listening or reading? In the Constitution, it also says that it is up to the state to decide on how people vote. But what are the Democrats trying to do? They're trying to steal it from the state and put it at the federal level. Because if they put it at the federal level, Andrew, and if they gain power, they can decide what happens. You see, I just masterfully connected all of this together in a beautiful tapestry of trying to show you how the Democrats, these progressive individuals, are lying and cheating. That is the reason why people will not listen to this administration when they're talking about the vaccine. They will not listen to this administration when they're giving us the COVID numbers. At this point, 40% of the country is unvaccinated, I think it is, 40%. So 60%, they're vaccinated. Why are you bothering the other 40%? Why are you trying to entice them? Well, I don't even want to say entice them, Andrew. They're trying to force them with mandates. You know what, Andrew? Mandates. Now think about it. How is it that you want to give the states the rights to distribute the testings, but then you want to mandate it on a federal level? The two don't connect. Because if you say, hey, the states are responsible for this, then the states are responsible for saying if we're going to have mandates. Not the federal government. You don't know how that state works. You don't know about the ins and the outs of the different counties. I was listening to the governor of Arkansas, where I hail from, although I'm living in New York now. And he was saying that our state doesn't have mandates. And the question was put to him, would you consider it? His name is Asa Hutchinson. He said, well, it all depends, because every county in the state is different. If we were to see a county that's hard hit and that there are issues, we might consider it. We would look at it. But as far as saying mandated across the board, we don't have a need for that. Now, here's a governor. Now, a lot of liberals, when he was talking about the mandates to Joe Biden, and he thanked Joe Biden when he was saying, okay, Mr. President, thank you for giving us the money. Oh, they just ran out. Oh, look at that. Asa Hutchinson, he's a red state. He's a Republican, and he's thanking the president. But see, they didn't stop to think about what he was saying. But they want you to believe that, see, he's going against Donald Trump. Well, guess what? Donald Trump isn't the president. Neither is Biden. Biden is the resident. So we have to look at this and understand what they're doing and what they're saying. States' rights. So if it's states' rights, why is Biden still trying to mandate that every state require people to take the vaccine? Trying to mandate that private companies say that if you work here, you have to take the vaccine, and if you don't, we're going to fire you. Why? Now you're taking away my livelihood. Why do you want me to, why are you trying to take food from the mouth of my kids? But people aren't thinking about that. They're sitting there bobbing their head saying, that's right, that's right. Make them get the vaccine. Why do you want to force them when it's up to the states? Simply because liberal New York City wants everyone to do it doesn't mean that it's for another small state or the county or the city. But no one is thinking, Andrew. They're just sitting there bobbing and weaving and saying, oh yeah, that's right. Make them take it. And if they don't, they lose their job. Okay, and then we have a shortage in workers. People don't want to work or they can't work. And not only that, they lose their pension. They can't get unemployment. So are they supposed to go in for public assistance? So is this by design that you're creating, you're trying to create a group of people that are dependent upon the government when they can work for themselves if you were to remove your knee from their neck, remove your knee from their purse, remove your knee from their ability to make an informed decision? But see, progressive Democrats are all about putting the knee on someone's neck, on their back, to oppress them. And then they want to go and blame the Republicans and say, no, it's the Republicans. And then we have some feckless Republicans who won't speak up and say, no, it's not us. Let's put this into context. We are not saying don't vax. We're not saying that we're against the vaccine. But what we are saying is that you have a right to decide. You have a right to make that decision yourself. Ted Cruz, he's been vaxxed. But you have someone like Joy Reid trying to attack him, saying, oh, he's going to kill off his constituents. He's going to kill them because he doesn't want them to take the vax, but he's taking it. No, Joy, stop being so stupid and so ignorant. That is not it. He's saying they have a right to decide. CNN, MSNBC, you guys need to stop spinning these lies and making it so political. Because when you do that, people resist. It's like, no, I'm not going to take it even more so now because you can't force me to take it. But Andrew, people aren't thinking about that because you have the Washington Post writing these hit pieces on political opponents of the Democrats. I mean, let's just establish the fact that all of these liberal outlets, they're the propaganda arm of the Democrat Party. It has always been that way. I hope, Andrew, in 2022, that it changes. But how can it change if they're not held accountable? And we spoke about this last night on the show, that we have these outlets that are conservative that seem to be timid or afraid to challenge the left and to call them out and to say that is a lie. Now, they will immediately attack themselves or the right and say, well, you know, they got that wrong, that's wrong. But when it comes to the Democrats, they won't do it. Why won't they? Why won't they call out these liberal wing nuts and say, no, they got that wrong? Now, I know some of them are probably your friends. And I know you can say, well, it's the network. It is one of the favorite words of the left. It's systemic within the network because there are some good journalists that are there where they're far and few in between. And if they're so good, they should stand up and say, no, we got this wrong. We lied about Russia collusion. We lied about Jan 6. Yes, it didn't look good. But to try to make it more than what it is and say that it was worse than 9/11, that's wrong. And the only reason why we're doing it, because we don't like President Trump and we are afraid of him. We're afraid that he might come back and make America great again. So we've got to do everything we can to tarnish his reputation. And we got to make sure that everyone else is doing the same thing. So we have to keep going on with these lies. You see, as quiet as it's kept about Russia collusion, and they said they had all the information. But now that John Durham is coming out saying, oh, nope. And the FBI is saying, oh, there was nothing here. So now they've quietly moved on. And now what are they looking at? Jan 6. And they're telling lies about Jan 6, spinning lies about that. What else are they looking at? COVID. They're spinning lies about that, telling everybody you got to stay inside. We're wondering, will we have a Halloween? Okay, you can have a Halloween. Will we have a Thanksgiving? Okay, you can have Thanksgiving. But Christmas? I don't know about Christmas. And we don't know about New Year. So you guys better be careful. And as far as flying, oh, we're gonna look at that too. They're looking at that. They want to take that away from you. You can't fly unless you have an ID card. Now, let's look at it. They don't want you to work unless you produce a vax card. They don't want you to fly unless you produce a vax card. Well, they're thinking about that. So right now, it's work in some instances. Eating at restaurants in some states, no, you cannot eat. And now your child can't eat. And your child can't participate in extracurricular activities or after-school activities unless they've had that vax. Because that vax is going to be the all-to-end-all. It's going to protect you. And who told us this? None other than Joe Biden. He told us that if you get the vax, that you're okay. Andrew, do you remember him saying that?
Many times. He I still it. Think he says it.
Well, let me just in case, because I don't want people to think that we're just blowing smoke. I like to, you know, pull the tape. And I want you to hear him saying it. And he said this back in July. I think it was July 21, 2021, that was just past July. He said this, but it might have been 2020. But in any event, he said it. I have the tape. So listen carefully, and I'm going to play it. Here we go. I'm going to key it up real quick.
You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Okay. Again.
Vaccinations.
No, I didn't say it. That was Joe Biden. He said that you're not going to get COVID if you've had these vaccinations. So they're pushing it. And as I've said before, if you're of a certain age, if you have an underlying condition, yes, get the vaccine because it will help you. But according to Joe, and you heard him, I didn't say it, he said it, and let's hear him say it again.
You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Now, he said it. You're not going to get COVID if you've had these vaccinations. Now, newsflash just came across. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin tests positive for COVID with mild symptoms. Lloyd Austin, the U.S. Secretary of Defense. Now, if you remember, they just fired 200 soldiers that did not want to take the vaccine. Now, I'm sure if we were to ask to see Lloyd Austin's card, you would see that he's had both vaccines and the booster. But Joe said, I'm just telling you what Joe said. Joe said that
you're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Okay. What happened here? Joe said you're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. Lloyd Austin, hot off the press, just got the virus with mild symptoms. And you know what else? Your boy, Rob, I got COVID. Just got tested. Now, if you were watching this or listening to the show last night, I told you that I had gone and gotten tested because my son and his cousin contracted COVID. And they have to be tested before they go back to school, and it has to be a negative test. Now, since November, I have tested negative. Let me give you the dates, because this is real stuff. This is real time. This is happening. Let's see here. What are the dates? I was traveling back in November for Thanksgiving, going to Red State, Arkansas. I had to test. So I'm looking at my tests here. First test I had was on, let's see here, November 1st. I tested. It was negative. Before I traveled and went home, I tested on November 21st. It was negative. When I came back from my travels, I tested again. It was negative. I tested again on December 14th because someone in my son's class tested positive for COVID. He and I both tested negative. December 23rd, the days before, my son and his cousin weren't feeling so good. They had sniffles. They were coughing. Mild grade fever. I had sniffles also. We went and we got tested because we were going to go to friends' houses on Christmas Day. Okay, we went tested. Negative. Okay, we're thinking everything is okay. But lo and behold, New Year's Eve, this past Friday, I was out and about minding my own business, doing a little shopping. I saw a pop-up testing site. I'm like, okay, let's just get tested, because you've got to get tested before you go to school the following week anyway, and it has to be negative. We go, we get tested. Lo and behold, it comes back positive. So according to the test, I have COVID. Now, if some of you have been listening to the show, you also know that I've been vaccinated twice, did not get the booster, but I've been vaccinated twice, Andrew. And I was told when I was vaccinated, you're good. Fast forward, we're now learning as early as November or as late as November that if you were vaccinated, that the vaccine only lasted in your system for all of 6 weeks, altogether 12 weeks. So if I'm looking at and listening to them correctly, to the CDC, and what is her name? Rachel Walensky. 6 weeks is out of my system. Hey, I'm an open candidate. COVID will look at me and say, hey, let's attack it. No, I don't know which variant I got. I don't know if it was the original, if it was Delta, or if it was Omicron. But right now, I have no symptoms. Now, when I took the test previously, I thought for certain that I had it. I mean, you guys remember when I was here and I told you that I had a cold. That's the reason why my voice was so deep. I rather liked it that way, but hey.
Yeah, when you're actually sick, you don't have COVID. But when you feel no symptoms at all, you do test positive. Let's continue this discussion in our second half. You guys are tuned in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app for free to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Let's get real. Let's get loud. On America Out Loud Talk Radio, this is the McCullough Report. Are you tired of your tired vitamins? Consider Healthy Cell. These are pill-free vitamins that are in convenient gel packs. I like the Focus and Recall supplement. I use this a lot. You know, your brain uses a lot of energy, and it depends on a variety of micronutrients and vitamins. Boost your short-term focus and long-term brain power with Healthy Cell's Focus and Recall vitamins. So go to HealthyCell.com, use the code OUTLOUD, all capital letters, OUTLOUD, for 20% off your first order of any HealthyCell product. Let's get real. Let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
In 2008, the amount of concentrated time people could spend on a task without becoming distracted was 12 seconds. 5 years later, it was only 8 seconds, 1 second less than a goldfish. If you find yourself always distracted or having trouble recalling information, you're likely to fall behind in the demanding, fast-paced 21st century. In other words, brain performance is more critical now than ever. Boost your brain power with Healthy Cells Focus Plus Recall. Science-backed nootropics to sharpen focus, concentrate longer, enhance recall, improve mental speed, learn rapidly, and be more alert. It's a pill-free brain supplement made with maximum absorption technology, designed to feed our brains at the cellular level. Take it for a test drive. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Focus Plus Recall. That's HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Liberty and the pursuit of 2022 is upon us. Happy New Year, my fellow Americans. It was Bill Vong who reminded us, an optimist stays up until midnight to see the new year in. A pessimist stays up to make sure the old year leaves. Here's to all being an optimist. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
And we're back with After Dark with Rob and Andrew. And if you were tuned in to the first half of the show, I just disclosed that I tested positive for COVID-19. I don't know which variant it is, because they don't tell you. You just go in, they swab your nose, they take it off somewhere, and then they email you or they text you and tell you positive or negative. Mine came back positive. Now, as Andrew was saying, if you're feeling good, you don't have it. I mean, you have it, and if you're feeling bad, you don't have it. Go figure. As I said, I don't have any of the symptoms. I don't have a runny nose. I don't have a fever. I don't have chills. Knock on wood, I hope it doesn't come my way. And as I said, I had the vaccine, both, did not have the booster. My son has not, he's only 8. Now, if we're following the science, he does not need the vaccine because it's already in his body, the antigens to fight against it. I had both vaccines. I don't think I need the booster. But the CDC and Dr. Fauci, they're not telling us that. They're pushing for us to take the vaccine so that Joe can have something when he's writing down at night. He can say, okay, let me just check this off. And let me just say that these people had the vaccine. He doesn't care about it, so it seems now, because I don't know what's going on in his mind, other than the fact that I think he has early dementia or senility. But they're not discussing that. And neither are they saying monoclonal. They're not saying, okay, let's get this out there for the people who do have it. This is what you need to do. Let's make certain that we have medication at the pharmacist. Now, I know that Pfizer, who's making a whole lot of money off of this, the vaccines, they are now coming out with the drug that you can take to prevent from getting the virus. Now, I don't know how it will work. If you think you have a symptom, you immediately take this pill. And Andrew, by the way, is a red pill. it's not a blue pill, it's a red pill. So I think that's interesting that the pill is going to be red. And they're trying to get the FDA to approve it. And once it's approved, they'll put it on the market. Of course, it will be in a limited edition, probably. And you know what else? They'll probably ship them to blue states. And they'll say, red states, so what? I mean, you look at Florida, who are masterfully handling the COVID crisis. Although, as we said last night, you got the left, they're up in arms, and where is the governor? And he's not doing this. Well, as I said, if he were to just say, we don't want any more liberals coming here, spreading the virus with their germs, because that's what's happening. You have all of these liberals leaving the cold states now because it's cold, leaving their liberal states and going to the red state for sunshine. Look at AOC. She was spotted there. Look at Nancy Pelosi. She just bought a mansion on the beach of all places. So they're bringing their cooties to red state Florida and Texas to let their heels cool off because it's too cold in the north. Why? Why are you doing it? And you watch the numbers in the blue states will probably go down. And then they'll say, oh, look at what those governors are doing. Well, the only thing the governors did is it ran the people out. New York City is losing population. People are fleeing and going to red states. No, we have nothing against you going because we're not segregationist. But what we would ask is that if you go to a place like Arkansas, which is red, leave your liberal politics behind. But they won't do that, Andrew. What they'll do is they'll get there and they'll say, I don't like the way this is. We need to form a group. We need to get together and we need to change the laws. Wait a minute. You changed the laws where you left, the places that you left. You screwed that up. Why are you moving there and messing that up? The same way they're dumping illegals in red states. As DeSantis said, the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis. He's like, I need to hire a plane and get all these illegals and dump them in Delaware. Why won't Joe dump them in Delaware? I know why, because Delaware has one of the strictest voting laws. So we can't do that. We want to dump them somewhere else. But back to what I was saying in me testing positive. I feel perfectly fine. I'm shocked. My blood type is O. I'm in good health. So I was, needless to say, shocked when I woke up and I saw positive. And as I said on last night's show, that had I gotten the results when I was on the show, I would make you guys aware of it, but it didn't happen. It came in after the show. So I'm just as shocked as you are because I've been vaxxed. And I take my vitamins. So I don't know what happened. The only thing that I could say, Andrew, is that eventually everyone will get this Omicron variant because it's like the common cold. And who said that? President Trump. He said that it was like the common cold. And people laughed at him when he said it. They laughed at him. And it's like, why are they laughing? Why are they laughing at him? Why were they laughing at him? Because they did not want people to become relaxed. They didn't want people not to be fearful. So he was cool, calm. And if you think back, he had mentioned to Bobby Woodward in a book, he said, I don't want to make a lot of noise about this because I don't want to scare the people. And the media took that and said, he was trying to deceive us. He was trying to trick us. And I kept saying, wait a minute, folks, listen to what he said. And he had him on tape. Woodward had him on tape. And he said, I didn't want to make a big thing out of it because I, and I'm paraphrasing, I didn't want to scare people. What was wrong with that? Now you've scared everyone. People don't want to take the vaccine. Some of them are afraid to go out. They don't want to work. They're afraid to go outside because you scare them, thanks to the liberal progressive media. So what Trump said was right on par. When I heard that, I'm like, okay, you don't want to create hysteria as the media had done when we first learned about the virus. And people started going to the stores, of all things, Andrew, removing the tissue paper. So people had basements full of tissue. Tissue that once they realized that it was much to do about nothing, they wanted to return, of all things, return the tissue. And stores were like, no, we're not taking it. And something else I want you all to remember is that when we first learned of this virus, Dr. Fauci, CNN, the commentators and journalists all said, oh, it's nothing but something like the flu. They all said it. I wish I had the tape. I have it here. I'm going to play it for you. But they all said, oh, it's nothing to be afraid of. It's just like, oh, you know, it's just like the, it's a common cold. So what changed? Why did they now decide that, oh, this is fearful. We've got to scare everyone. What happened to it being like the common cold? I'll tell you what happened. It became political. They made it political so that they could scare people, they could keep people inside so that they wouldn't vote. That's what happened, that they scared everyone. They scared the bejesus out of everyone, and people started thinking, oh my God, I'm going to die. We're going to die. So we cannot possibly listen to what Trump is saying because he doesn't know the truth. And what the media is telling us, that we're going to die, is truthful. And they kept putting the numbers up of people who were dying on the Chiron, the bottom screen of the TV, these many people and these many people. And on Facebook, they kept talking about it. Oh, this is a count now, and this is a count. And each time they would say it, they would blame President Trump and said that it was his fault. When in actuality, no, it wasn't his fault. It was China, the China government. But no one is going to ask them anything. So here I am with this virus. I will prevail. I will survive. I'm not freaking out. I've had my two shots, although Biden said that with the vaccines, you won't get it. So I can tell you now that he lied. Now, had this been Trump, the media would be out there nonstop saying, he lied, we got it. But they're not saying that. Why aren't they saying that? Why aren't people asking the question? Why aren't they telling Biden, you lied? Because we got it with the vaccine. And in some cases, Andrew, some people have gotten it twice. My sister's father-in-law, who suffers from dementia, he got the virus, I think back in August, asymptomatic. It was fine. No symptoms. Didn't go to the hospital. Over Christmas, he got it again, the virus, and he had symptoms. They had to take him to the hospital. He had a fever. He wasn't eating. But you know what? He's out of the hospital now. He's at home. He had both vaccines and the booster. Now, Joe told us that if you get the vaccines, you will not get the virus. Now they're changing it and they're saying, well, you will get it, but it won't be as bad. Well, you should have said that from day one, as opposed to trying to be so absolute. But okay, let's say that you didn't know it. Fine, I will give you that. But had Trump said the same thing, you would have ripped his head off. No, I'm not saying now, Andrew, that they should rip Biden's head off. But I am saying they should be fair. And just speaking of fairness, I see that nonstop on a lot of the news channels. A lot of them are saying, well, we want a New Year's resolution. We hope that the news will be more fair in their reporting. Okay, just come out and say it. We want you to treat the conservatives just as the way you treat the Democrats, the liberals. You got to be fair across the board because you're not. You want to eradicate anyone with conservative ideas, and then you promote individuals with progressive ideas. And those ideas that you're promoting are so far-fetched, have nothing to do with science, completely off from science, but yet and still you will promote them. You will come out and you will promote and you will tell everyone that a man can have a baby when we know that a man can't have a baby. But then when it comes to abortion, men should shut up. They have nothing to say about this. But men can have babies and men can have periods. And if you challenge them on it, not even challenge them, Andrew, but just speak truth to power and say, well, that's not true. Okay, you're homophobic. You're a homophobe. You're a racist. Like, really? It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But yet and still, this is where we are in society. Rules for thee, not for me. We can say whatever we want to say, and you just follow along with it. Do as we say because we know what's best. You don't, although it's your body. You make the decisions, but we're going to have the final say. So if we tell you to take the jab, you better take that jab. But what if I can't take the jab? What if I take the jab and I get sick? Well, you can't sue Pfizer because they've been immune. We're not going to let them be sued because they're doing the best they can. But yet and still, when the police is protecting you, if he messes up, gets it wrong, sue him. It's systemic racism. He's after the kill the black people. Really? The person who's supposed to protect and to serve? I mean, I'm just tying all this in together. That's all I'm doing, Andrew. I'm just connecting all the dots and looking at the hypocrisy coming from the progressive left.
Yeah.
And for go ahead.
Speaking of the hypocrisy of the progressive left, we talked about AOC last night and enjoying a nice dinner in Florida outside maskless. Well, now it's been reported that while she's on her Florida vacation, she's out partying at packed drag bars, maskless, apparently enjoying all the freedom there in Florida. She's partying with all the drag queens, not wearing a mask. Nobody's cares there. Probably no vaccine checks at the door there, but she doesn't care. She's out having fun and I guess reliving her old bartender days.
Well, Andrew, while you were talking, I was trying to pull the tape as to what we were told about the virus. I was able to pull it. So thank you for giving me that little moment to find the tape. And I want to play for you guys. And this is from CNN, Dr. Sanjay Gupta. This is exactly what he said. Because again, this year, we want to just like, we want to bring this to you. We're constantly talking about it, but we want to bring their words to you as to what they said, because they don't want you to remember that. And many of you have probably forgotten because it's been so long ago. But you know what? The host of After Dark and Robert Andrew, we have not forgotten, and we won't forget. The same way we won't forget about the 13 soldiers that were killed after the failed withdrawal from Afghanistan. So let me play to you what Dr. Gupta said about the virus. Here we go.
For the vast majority of people, even if you're elderly, aren't going to need hospitalization. The vast majority are going to recover. The vast majority are not going to die. So you're still significantly more likely to get through this than not.
You see? There you go. Now, I want to play one more tape. I want to play one more tape for you. Because see, these guys, they have been lying to us and telling us, oh, no, 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 this is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. And it's not true. Okay? No, this is back in February, I think it was 2020. And this is one of the, in New York City, this is what the chief medical examiner said. Now, she since left working for de Blasio after they had a falling out because she felt that he was lying. So here it is. Listen to it for yourself.
Is that in the city currently, their risk is low and our city preparedness is high. There's no risk at this point in time. We're always learning more about having it be transmitted in casual contact, right? So we're telling New Yorkers, go about your lives, take the subway, go out, enjoy life, but practice everyday precautions. Right. That if it were likely to be transmitted casually, we would be seeing a lot more cases.
Right, right. There you have it. There you have it. We're not making this up. This is what we were told by the professionals. But then once they realized that we could scare them, we could scare the bejesus out of them, they looked at this and said, let's back. Let's try something else. Let's do something else. Let's scare the people. Let's make them think that something's going to happen to them, to keep them locked inside. Let's scare the bejesus out of them. And lo and behold, sure enough, that's exactly what has happened. They have scared all of us into thinking that we're going to die. And that's just not the case. I was looking for the tapes that I could play you that Dr. Fraud, he himself had come out and said the exact same thing, that we have nothing to fear with this virus. But now he is front and center, scaring all of us. Okay, I think I found it, Andrew. Let me see here. Hold on a second. Let's see here. Here we go.
The 2003 SARS outbreak, the first U.S. case of Chinese coronavirus, was confirmed at one of her hospitals.
Inside that building is the world's first lab-grown copy of the Wuhan coronavirus outside mainland China.
The Chinese coronavirus death toll has jumped to at least 26 people. The death toll from the Wuhan coronavirus spiked today.
The Chinese virus, the coronavirus that is worrying the whole world?
This comes as the Chinese coronavirus death toll has jumped to at least 26 people and sickened at least 835 people.
Now, I wanted to play that to you because if you remember earlier on, they were attacking the president and they were saying that he was making it about race by saying the China virus. When here you see these were liberal journalists on CNN and MSNBC, ABC, and NBC calling it the China virus. What changed? Why now do they feel as if they'll, oh no, it's not us. It was President Trump who was being the racist. So we want to call it COVID-19. Again, this was by design to make it seem as though Trump was the bad guy, when in essence, they were the bad guys. They were the ones who started out calling it the China virus. Yet here we are. I have it. So many other people will get it. We will live. We will go on. Don't be afraid. Do what you need to do to take care of yourself. But at the same time, don't be deceived by what the left is saying and what they're telling you. Because they don't want the truth out there. As long as they can scare you, play these scare tactics, they know that they got you and that you will not think for yourself and you won't say, wait a minute, this just isn't adding up. First, you told me that if I wore the mask, I would be okay. Then you told me if I take the vax, I'll be okay, that I won't get it. And that's what Joe said. And now you're telling me that I need a booster. And if I don't do all these things, there's a possibility I could lose my livelihood. We're not making this stuff up, Andrew. This is what they have been telling us for the past 2 years or so, changing the script as to what can and what can't happen. And we're here at After Dark and Robin Andrew, we're just putting it out there. And we're playing back those tapes so that you could see this is what they said. We're not saying it. They said it. They lied about it. And they must be held accountable. We can't allow them to go around scaring the population, taking away our rights simply because they feel that we can do it and we're going to do it. We have to call them out and we have to push back. Plain and simple. Because if we don't, who will do it for us? Who's going to stand up for us if we don't stand up for ourselves? They won't do it. Biden certainly isn't going to do it. Dr. Fauci is just, as we found out the other day, a pension of $300,000 plus. That's of your taxpaying dollars. That's what he stands to get when he retires, should he retire. Now, I think personally that he should just say, I'm going to forfeit all this and I'm just going to write books, because he's going to write books and he's going to make a lot of money. CNN will probably snatch him up, or MSNBC, or someone will snatch him up as a medical expert. Isn't that the irony? A medical expert, a man who has not seen a patient in years, but they'll have him as a medical expert. Whereas you have Dr. Robert Malone, and we're going to talk about this later on in the week, who was just kicked off Twitter for talking about the virus and saying, you know, I think that they might be making it a little political. But he didn't say those words exactly. But in essence, they kicked him off because he's saying something different than Dr. Fauci. And they don't like that. Because Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fraud, Dr. Frankenstein, he's the face of the virus. And he tells us what we can do and what we can't do. Never mind that he and the CDC, they're at odds. They're saying one thing, he's saying one thing. Dr. Rachel Walensky, she's saying one thing. And then Team Fauci saying one thing. Dr. Fauci, who's on every news cycle, at any given point of the day, he's on pontificating, being political, saying that they should shut down Ted Cruz because of Jan 6. They should fire Jesse Waters because he doesn't agree with him. And that anyone else that doesn't agree with science, because he's science, you're bad. You're spreading disinformation. The last time I looked, Andrew, science is about testing hypotheses and going over it over and over again and looking at things. I mean, if we weren't testing science and challenging it, we would never know cures for cancer or things at work. We wouldn't be giving people radiation treatment or chemo. Because we would laugh at people and say, oh, you're going to let them inject chemo in your body? Radiation? That's crazy. You'll die. That's science. You're looking at it and you're studying it. But for some reason, we've morphed into this society whereby whatever Dr. Fauci says, that's gospel, and we can't challenge it. And you better not challenge it. I don't think so. So this is where we are. Today, I have it. I tested positive. Like I said, I've had the vaccines minus the booster. Now someone would say, oh, you should have gotten that booster. And then what? I would have still gotten it. maybe the two vaccines, it probably prevented the whatever the virus from being more severe. But if we follow their science, I got the shots back in March, it's out of my system. So go figure. Should we not just forego those two vaccines and just take the booster? No, again, I believe that the vaccine has an efficacy for certain people. And I do believe that it's good in certain circumstances. But to try and mandate it, and in doing so, you're creating more resistance from a person as opposed to saying, look, we've looked at the data. And what we're telling you right now, that this is the best course of action, akin to if you were to get a cold and you were to take NyQuil, a Mucinex, or some other over-the-counter drug. That's what this is akin to. So we're recommending, we're not going to force this on you, but we're just saying an ounce of prevention. So if you get it, if you want not to get it, or you want a lesser effect of it, just take the vaccine. That's the way I would spin it. As opposed to saying, if you don't take it, you're going to lose your job. That's to me, that's just wrong, Andrew. It's completely wrong. And it's scare tactics. It's putting your knee on the neck of Americans and saying, we control you. You better do as we say. And if you don't, we're going to take away your livelihood. That's wrong.
Completely wrong. Well said, Rob. And if you're looking to take better care of your health, head on over to healthycell.com. If you're looking for better sleep, focus, and energy, check out HealthyCell, the leading innovator of nutritional supplements for cell health. HealthyCell vitamins work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. Absorb a healthier lifestyle with HealthyCell's pill-free vitamins. Rob and I have been taking it for quite some time, and we highly recommend you head on over to healthycell.com and give it a try. And you can save money with the code OUTLOUD. Thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com. Who celebrated its 5th anniversary last year. It's going to be its 6th anniversary this year, and we've got some big plans. Stay tuned. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, or Stitcher. We'll see you guys next time, and remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.